Monica de la Cruz, breaking barriers and building bridges as the first Latina congresswoman of District 15. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Dr. Fred Farias, a well-known and active professional in South Texas, and chair of the McAllen Chamber Government Affairs Council, introduced Monica de la Cruz, the newly elected congresswoman for the 15th District of Texas. The congresswoman was presented as a beacon of representation and hope for the South Texas community, having broken barriers by being the first Latina to represent the district. De la Cruz, born and raised in the Rio Grande Valley, carries with her a lineage of military service. Her brother is a U.S. Air Force veteran and her grandfather served in World War II. As a congresswoman, she divides her time between South Texas and Washington, advocating for her community, seniors, farmers, and veterans. During her address, De la Cruz acknowledged the importance of her position, the sacrifices made by veterans, and thanked her daughter, Sophia, that was present, for providing the motivation to continue fighting for their constituents' needs. The congresswoman spoke candidly about the challenges and the intensity of her work in Washington. The commitment to her role often sees her spending weeks on end in the Capitol, away from her district. Despite this, she expressed pride and gratitude for the opportunity to serve the people of South Texas. Highlighting her dedication, De la Cruz vowed to uphold the values of her district, irrespective of political affiliations. She affirmed her allegiance to her family, God, the Constitution, and the people of South Texas, stating her role's fundamental purpose is to serve them. De la Cruz gave an overview of her efforts to ensure McAllen's growth and prosperity. She outlined her goals to strengthen the local economy, protect Social Security and Medicare for seniors, expand healthcare access, and support farmers and ranchers. Discussing her committee assignments, De la Cruz revealed that she had been selected for the Financial Services and Agriculture Committees. She emphasized the significance of these appointments and the opportunities they present for her district. The congresswoman also touched on the burgeoning field of digital assets. Legislation is in development to regulate this new frontier, a task she says falls under both of her committee's responsibilities. She reassured her constituents that she is well-placed to influence this legislation in a way that safeguards their interests. In a demonstration of her commitment to local agriculture, De la Cruz noted that she is deeply involved in the development of the forthcoming Farm Bill. This legislation is crucial to farmers and ranchers in her district and throughout the country. The congresswoman concluded her address by addressing the pressing issue of border security. De la Cruz firmly stated that the border crisis is not a partisan issue but an American one. She lauded the efforts of local law enforcement and border patrol agents, stating that the community's safety was due to their hard work. De la Cruz further expressed her support for H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, which aims to strengthen border security and reform the immigration system, emphasizing the importance of legal and safe immigration processes. Congresswoman De la Cruz represents a new generation of Latina leadership in Washington. Her commitment to serving her district, advocating for comprehensive policies, and breaking barriers shows a promising trajectory for her constituents in South Texas. Advocacy and legislation. Congresswoman De la Cruz recently voiced her concerns regarding the escalation of fentanyl-related overdoses in Hidalgo County. As a mother of two public school children, De la Cruz is actively seeking measures to protect families from the dangers of this deadly drug that has become increasingly prevalent in the region. To counter the impact of the crisis, De la Cruz introduced a bipartisan bill that was later passed with an overwhelming majority in the House. This legislation aims to enhance the federal government's ability to impede the financing of fentanyl distribution and ensure the culprits are brought to justice. Besides battling the drug crisis, De la Cruz is also deeply committed to supporting local businesses in South Texas. Having been a small business owner for over two decades, she understands the role of these enterprises as the backbone of the community. De la Cruz emphasizes the need to reduce regulatory burdens on small and regional banks that power the local economy. She proudly continues to bank locally and appreciates the role these community banks have played in her entrepreneurial journey. In her tenure in Congress, De la Cruz's priority was to honor law enforcement officers. In recognition of their dedication and sacrifices, her first bill in Congress renamed the Pecan Post Office in McAllen in honor of a fallen Border Patrol hero, Agent Raul H. Gonzalez, Jr. De la Cruz has also advocated for sensible tax policies and opposed the hiring of additional IRS agents. She expressed concerns over the higher audit rates in Hidalgo County compared to cities like Los Angeles and New York. She has pledged to protect her community from being targeted by the IRS and is committed to enabling families to retain more of their hard-earned income. Understanding the complexity of the federal appropriations process, De La Cruz is actively involved in aiding entities like the McAllen International Airport and UTRGV in their grant proposal process. She has recently been appointed to the U.S.-Mexico Interparliamentary Group, a role that will allow her to expand trade, combat crime, and improve infrastructure between the two countries. The Congresswoman co-sponsored the Lower Energy Cost Act to ensure the community relies on American and Texan energy rather than imports. She also supports measures to curb government spending and maintain crucial support for vulnerable communities. De La Cruz has committed to protecting Social Security and Medicare for seniors. To underscore her commitment, she supported the Protecting Social Security and Medicare Act and co-sponsored the Senior Citizens Tax Elimination Act to eliminate double taxation on Social Security benefits. In terms of healthcare, De La Cruz is working towards supporting hospitals and improving access to quality medical care in the region. She co-sponsored bipartisan legislation aimed at eliminating wait times and facilitating easier access to breast cancer treatments for women on Medicare and disability. She also supports a bill to bolster safety net hospitals serving low-income and uninsured Americans. On the agricultural front, she is involved in bipartisan discussions on improving the H-2A program to meet the labor needs of farmers and ranchers. Furthermore, De La Cruz said that she is ensuring that supplemental nutrition assistance SNAP benefits, crucial for 23% of families in the region, continue to aid the community while promoting workforce reentry for able-bodied recipients. The Congresswoman is notably proud of the young talent in Hidalgo County and is actively involved in programs like the Congressional Art Competition, showcasing the artistic competency of local students in Washington, D.C. In summary, Congresswoman De La Cruz's endeavors represent a strong commitment to her community, focusing on addressing drug problems, boosting local businesses, protecting Social Security, enhancing healthcare services, and promoting youth talent. Her message is clear. She is serving her community, not as a distant politician in Washington, but as an active and caring representative with a deep understanding and love for her constituents. God bless you, and God bless America, she finalized.